reach the blank canvas.
We ain't gonna miss another Wednesday. Rain to shine. Fuck this shit. We back, motherfuckers.
With ECST.
I'm having troubles in all of it because, man, it's pretty much exposing all the white supremacists that's just been hiding for so many years.
So whatever your stance is, it's always going to come off as non-patriotic because that's just the way that they're going to spin it.
All the owners are white. They're like, it's not their fight. I ain't going to worry about this. So if I walk on the street, I'm not going to get killed by a cop or racially profiled by a cop. I'm going to be protected by the cop.
When he did what he did, when he protested the anthem, I applauded, like, wholeheartedly. I was about to say about Cardi B, though. Yeah. One thing about Cardi B, she putting in work, though.
She is. I will give her that, man.
Like, she's actually working for her. So that's one thing I give her credit for.
Yeah, I will say that, man. It's not like even if somebody wrote that song for her, she is grinding.
Yeah, she ain't sucking niggas up just to get to the top.
If I wanted to. how much for this verse? Be quiet. It was like this whole bunch of females just going up to the bar. And people was like, dang, man, look at them over there with the nice cars. And they got the Louis bags and the Chanel purses and the nigga shit. It's like, I'm trying to get the nigga shit.
And now, ECST.
Nigga, you better stay.
Da da da. Oh, get your ass out the league.
Okay, muscles. I'm a kid. What up, ST man? How you living, son? How you living?
Man, I'm chilling, man. How you living, EC?
Man, dog, just trying to get through. I'm just trying to get through the week, man. You know, trying to keep that body count down, you know, man, trying to live that life, man. But shit, man, how was your weekend?
It was a little depressing, but, you know, just a little mental slump I'm going through, but I'll be all right.
Yeah, man. Hey, like they say, man, before there could be good times, you got to go through some bad times, man.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, also one thing, you know, Floyd Mayweather did say, man, hard times don't last, but tough people do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, hey, dog, all we got to do is just get through it, and then we'll be bad forever, you know, trust me, you know what I'm saying? I've been pretty much sick for 6 months, and it's getting better and better, you know, day by day, but it's not the same, you know. I ain't gonna lie, I'd rather be depressed than sick, nigga, yeah. Any day, dog. I'd rather, you know what I'm saying, have a gun in my throat ready to pull a trigger than to be sick and you can't do nothing about it. But I feel you, man, everybody go through their trials and tribulations, man. We're gonna try to bring some uplifting energy to the show.
Yep.
Man, so dog, what's up with y'all motherfuckers talking about Lonzo Ball? Y'all already, you know what I'm saying? One nigga, you talking about that nigga bust because he gets shut down, then motherfucker always do get a triple double in the next game against the Suns. And everybody talking about, it's against the Suns, man, it's against the Suns. But still,
that's a valid point, though.
he a rookie and he got a triple double, man. So I don't even want to hear it. Ball season, nigga. Ball season. Hell yeah, man. That's all I got to look forward to is just him developing and then hopefully Ingram become a good enough player so he can be a trade piece when LeBron get here in 2018. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Him and Rondo gone, son, because they ain't doing shit.
Yeah, they've been a big disappointment so far.
Yeah, man.
The one thing about, you know, Lonzo, you know, everybody was waiting, you know, just waiting to kill him. And though, you know, people, you know, I guess aren't really impressed with, you know, the win against the Phoenix Suns, because let's face it, it's the Phoenix Suns, and see, everybody can score 70 on them, you know, as an individual, you know, so that's really not, you know, too impressive. So, well, I mean, we'll have to see what he does against, you know, those, you know, better competition. Playing the Suns is like basically playing in the summer league, so.
Christ, man. But see, hey, y'all see how nobody want to give my boy any props? I'm telling you, man.
I don't know. I give him props when he played, you know, a better team. You know, right now, it's just as a whole, this, you know, this Lakers team, that they're still going through their, you know, their development stages. So, you know, I'm more disappointed in Ingram more than anybody, though, because at least Lonzo, you know, he's a rookie, but, you know, Brandon Ingram, this is your second year in the league. You're supposed to be establishing, you know, some kind of dominance, and kind of like he's kind of fading to the background so far.
He can put some more weight on him, man. You can tell he's still kind of lanky. He's still kind of getting pushed around, man. And
It was funny. Colin Cowherd said that he needs to build a Burger King inside of his house.
It's crazy.
So, you know, and I agree because, you know, he's getting pushed around. He's getting, you know, pretty much, he's getting Bogarted down there. So, you know, he has to do something to establish his dominance. Cause right now it's looking like he's, you know, pretty much been a wasted pick. I don't know, but, you know, hope for the best, I guess. But I'll tell you, one dude is going off is Giannis Antetokounmpo or whatever that nigga's name is.
Greek Freak. Yeah,
Greek Freak. Yeah, he going off.
This KD next and all this other shit. This nigga coming, dog.
Yeah, he said, you know, he trying to be the next MVP. And, you know, he was raised in France. So, you know, he don't have that American mentality. So you already know. He ain't finna fold. He coming hard, and you know, hopefully he can turn. He and the rest of his teammates can turn, you know, this season into something special because you know the Bucks ain't had nothing to cheer about since you know Ray Allen. So
yeah, I know, man. It's gonna be a shame. It's gonna be a shame when he donned that purple and gold a couple of years. We come for all y'all superstars. All y'all superstars come back to L.A. It's funny how, man, like, how crazy, like, rabid, like, L.A. fans are, man. We are crazy. Like, anybody that, like, has an inkling of leaving or there's just, like, a superstar on the rise, like, yeah, he a future Laker. Like, we just pretty much just, like, stepped in as future Lakers, man. But
yeah, you call it.
He going to be the man once LeBron retires. I think he going to be the man, dog.
Yeah, I think
KD, the KD era is going to just get overlooked.
It's going to fade.
It's gonna fade, dog.
Because you know he's still with the Warriors. That's doing more damage to him than you know he realizes. Maybe he doesn't care, and you know that's cool. Hey, get your rings while you can get them. But just know that you know nobody's gonna see you as you know the man because you know you were willing to jump ships and you know just pretty much, I guess just float your way to some titles. So. But you know, whatever. Yeah.
He got kicked out of the second game of the season, and he like pointed at his ring finger when he was leaving. People like heckling him. He pointed at his ring finger. Whatever. Yeah, Steph got thrown out for something else. But I'm just focused on KD. He pointed at his ring finger like, I got a ring. Like, oh, okay, that's gonna be your answer to everything now. He probably been waiting on that his whole career. Be like,
probably so.
I can't wait till I be pointing at my ring finger. Talking about, I got a ring, so now what? But keeping it real, that does shut down any kind of heckler because what can you say? He is a champ. Yeah. No matter how he did it, he's a champ.
Yeah.
If
you think about it though, that doesn't get you respect though. Because, I mean, let's see who got Matt Barnes got a ring last year. I mean, nobody cares about that. Like, okay, nigga, you happen to be on a squad that was already, you know, built, that was top heavy. And, you know, like, that don't mean nothing. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I guess as, you know, being African American, one thing that we love to do is throw success in other people's faces when we have a disagreement with, you know, I guess criticism. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, that's a bit childish.
Yeah, that's something we do a lot because we weren't really.
We're not intelligent enough to come with a better comeback than, okay, look what I got more than you.
I don't know. I don't think it's about intelligence. I think it's we were just always born. We were raised in a culture of we're not shit and we're subhuman. And we can never be successful. So any chance that we get that we have any success, we're going to bring it up because people are always just saying like, "Hey, you're not shit. You're never gonna be shit." You know what I'm saying? You should have been dead already when you hit 21. You know all the stereotypes.
Well, yeah, but the reason why I say unintelligent is because I mean that's ignorance. And a form of ignorance is unintelligence. So, you know, that for them not to be able to have anything else to combat criticism, they use unintelligence as a way of, you know, one-upping, I guess, or combating the argument. That's the only reason why I said it. Not as a way as of being...
So you mean pretty much falling into the trap of the people starting an argument with you?
Yeah, not as a, you know, means of saying that somebody is dumb or, you know, but what I mean, you know, just uninformed, not privy to, you know, a better way to battle criticism. So that's why I say, you know, we do this as a whole, like as a people, we're quick to tell somebody, you know, what we got and what they don't have, you know, when, you know, there's an argument present. So,
yeah, it happens all the time, man. It happened to me a lot when I was in middle school and high school. Because that's actually how I learned how to jone people. Because I was getting joned out. You know what I'm saying? You know, learn, yeah. Kids. You know, kids, you need to learn. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, going home and, you know, sharpening your knife and, you know, talking to it like it's your best friend or, you know, loading up a gun ready to kill somebody. Just get back at them. I'm telling you, man, if I had low self-esteem, and I was like a bitch ass nigga, man, I would actually like killed like all of my like high school classmates because like I had really bad acne and I was fat and I was like kind of like a nerd in high school and then people always just get up on me, man. So I just started like joning them back and I would like literally like be joning everybody so hard like dude would start crying and then he'd be like, man, you a jerk. I'm like, man, well, you started first. Yeah. Like, man, you got to learn how to stand up for yourself instead of just let people beat you down and then you like going on the extreme to get back at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's why you really can't pick at people, man, nowadays because
no, you can't.
You don't know what's on their psyche. You know what I'm saying? You know what's going on. But speaking of which, talking about getting at people, man. Somebody got at Kyrie at a game, and they yelled at him, was like, hey, Kyrie, where's LeBron?
And Kyrie, suck my dick.
Yeah, Kyrie said, suck my dick. Yeah, I thought that was funny. He got fined like
$25,000, something like that.
Shit, like $25,000, man. That's like somebody's whole yearly that's somebody's yearly salary, man. And that's sad. Yeah. And he like, man, I don't regret it.
No.
Oh yeah, man. You can tell us why he left, man. I don't know why he's gonna be real. He talking about, man, you know, I'm an adult and adults don't talk about stuff after they leave. Like, man, he like talking over his head. The nigga not smart.
No.
He act like he's smart. The main people that act like they're smart are the dumbest people, dude.
I don't know. I just think he has the potential. He just, I don't know. There's a mixture of ego, and that's the reason why he doesn't.
That's why he left too. Ego is why he left too.
That's one of the biggest reasons why he doesn't seem as intelligent as, you know, most people know that, I guess people around him know that he is. Because, you know, that ego, you know, pride, you know, that's killing him. And, you know, I don't know, man. I think as soon as that game was over between, you know, the Celtics and the Cavs, I think he knew, like, right then and there, dang, I made a mistake.
Yeah, especially when Gordon Hayward's little ankle was screaming, I want a juice box. I'm talking about, man, when I saw his ankle pop out in the socket, dude, I was like, God damn, dog. That shit was horrific. Just the way he fell, I knew he was fucked up, dude.
Yeah. It's a lot of guys going down this year so far.
Yeah, man. Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward. It's a lot of people. Somebody else went down too, I forgot. But it's people are blaming it on the shortened preseason and starting the season a little earlier because people not really getting their legs up under them.
Mm.
Yeah, and that could be the case, man. But you know, y'all don't want y'all don't want back to backs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all don't want back to backs. This is what happens, man.
It was that really the NBA didn't want you know, stars taking off during national televised games.
They're still gonna do it too. Watch.
they probably will.
Yeah. So it's not gonna start really gonna stop anything.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. That's funny though, but I don't know. I it's always gonna be that, you know, that knee jerk reaction after, you know, a couple people suffer, you know, some tragedies, I guess. We'll just see how the league, you know, plans to deal with everything, and you know, Man, it's funny. I look at the NBA, and to be honest, man, we should have been boycotting the NBA a long time ago.
Because, why is it?
Well, because, you know, the simple fact that they make their players, you know, stand for the anthem. They make their players, you know, that their players aren't able to, you know, have some of the freedoms that, you know, regular citizens have. So even if they wanted to, say anything about any kind of social injustice, they couldn't do it. They can't do it on social media. You know, they definitely can't, you know, for instance, when some of the shootings, you know, were happening with Mike Brown and things, mm-hmm. like people, you couldn't even wear a t-shirt, you know, stating your support for these people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny how we overlook that, but, you know, something, but the NFL, the very same thing that we, you know, that we are charging the NFL with, we should be charging the NBA with. So
this shows the NFL is still king.
Yeah.
Yeah. That we care more about what NFL doing than what basketball, you know, NBA doing. Keeping it real, man, I don't give a fuck about basketball until the playoffs. That's deep playoffs. And then All Star. I watch the All Star festivities. That's it, man. Other than that, I don't watch every game. I don't. You will never have any free time to do shit. If you got a chance to watch every game that your team played, or every time a game was on a TNT or ESPN, and you watch every game, you have no time to yourself to do shit. And if you watch football, man, you don't have time. You don't have time to do shit for yourself, man. And that's what they kind of want you to do. They want you to stay distracted at all times. That's what they really want.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Shout out to the Houston Astros for making it to the World Series. And I think this is good for their city. You know, they definitely need a pick-me-up.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because, you know, where they went through that little hurricane, a little flood, so, yeah, it is good for the city.
Yeah, so.
That brings revenue to the city, man. Hopefully it just goes into the right pockets and not into the wrong pockets.
Yeah, pretty much. But you already know that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with them senators and, you know, ex-presidents. Speaking of distractions, you know, your boy Oh, wait, that's probably a news topic, though, right? We probably don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, it's a news topic, so let's go ahead and get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly show that comes on every Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. on your favorite podcast services. That is on iTunes, AudioMac, Stitcher, and YouTube. And you can also follow us on your favorite social media sites at Twitter, at Blank Canvas ECST, on Facebook, at Blank Canvas ECST, and also on Instagram at the same handle. And without further ado, let's get to the motherfucking news.
Let's get it.
All right, ST, so what were you trying to bring up just a second ago?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, Trump releasing classified documents about the, you know, JFK. You know, just basically, as you said before we got on the show, just, you know, trying to, you know, distract people from, you know, what he's supposed to be doing, which is basically what his whole presidency so far has been about. It's just a bunch of distractions. You know, just keeping people's eye off of, you know, what underlying agenda that he has ready to just, you know, throw in our face and, you know, knock us all the way off our guards. I mean, so much unprecedented stuff has been happening since, you know, he got in office, man. We losing sight real quick, man. And more and more, we losing, you know, common sense, within, you know, just this country, man.
Yeah. Like, I just think that his tactic is working, man. He always just, yeah. I just think that I really think anybody that's in political office, especially the president, shouldn't even have access to Twitter. or any social media sites, man, you kind of need to be focusing on the task at hand. I do not remember President Trump tweeting this much or going on golf trips this much this early in this presidential campaign, man. I don't, man. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes you think, well, you know, what is he actually doing? Like, is he doing anything to actually lead this country into a better economic status, a better mental status? I think I remember saying on a, you know, quite a few shows ago that pretty much it's not going to be him running the country. It's going to be all of his people.
Yeah.
And he's just a big figurehead. Like, he might make a, you know, a decision here or there to make himself look, you know, I guess important, but for the most part, it's most of his constituents that do all of the work. I know it's quite funny, man. Like, just to see how he's been reacting to these Gold Star families. Like, the Gold Star family that, you know, the Mexican Gold Star family, the Black Gold Star family, both of them he pretty much, you know, criticized, but then the White Gold Star family, he pretty much just, you know, uplifted them with, you know, as much praise as he could, I guess. You know, the divide and conquer is real.
Yeah, it really is, man.
And if anybody can't see that, or if you do see it and you just ignore it, then, you know, hey, that's on you. But just when it goes down, just, you can't say that nobody tried to tell y'all, because, man, it's getting worse, man.
Yeah, it's getting worse every single day, dude. I'm just like, eventually it's all gonna just come up. You know,
the bottle's gonna collapse.
Yeah, the bottle's gonna pop eventually. But let's get back on topic, man. What do you think is inside those documents?
I mean, it could be anything, dude. It could be anything gearing towards racial equality.
That's what I think it is.
It could be, you know, yeah, it could be, you know, anything that JFK had in plan to, you know, really make this country a better place. Could be, you know, some of the reasons. It could be some of the, you know, I guess, you know, plans of his death. You know, just what all they had going on. It could have been plans of stopping, you know, stopping drugs. You know, I guess there is no foolproof plan, but, you know, some kind of thing to you know, get this drug thing under control, because it's kind of hard, man. I get it that you can't watch every section of the border, but you gotta believe that this government, regardless of who the president is, allows, you know, stuff to come in this country.
Yeah,
you gotta
believe they're getting the cut of it.
Yeah,
it's just getting to the point where it's killing their own.
Yeah,
and it's killing too many white people, man. That's the problem with it now. They got stop announcements, and like the deaths are, you know, going on the white side too much.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they really care about it. They wouldn't care about it if it was just killing us. That's just real talk.
Yeah.
If it was killing us, man, they'd be like, oh man, you know, ain't nothing, you know, nothing's going on here. You know what I'm saying? We don't have an opioid problem. You know what I'm saying? At all. And you see how drug-related cases aren't as harsh as weed-related cases. So, you know, we smoke weed compared to doing that hard and all that other shit. But, man, in our documents, I think it's more about, because, like, JFK was really about, you know, trying to stand for what the Constitution meant, the Constitution meant for everybody.
Yeah, that's why they killed him.
That's why I think that's what's going to be in it. And I think that's why Trump wants it to be released so it can create more of a divide. So he can come out and say, like, I don't stand behind what JFK says or something like that, just to create more of a divide and also to appeal to his voters so he can get back in for another term. Like, yeah. Everything he's doing is calculated.
Yeah.
Because he was already advised. He was advised before he got in the office to go ahead and not release the documents, to go ahead and put another 25-year sanction on the classified documents so they couldn't come out again and then the next president to do it again.
Yeah.
So it's a reason why he's doing it, and then we won't really get all of it anyway. I think it's going to be some stuff. Like, it's going to be some real, real harsh stuff that could really, like, put us in a bind.
Yeah.
We're not going to see that. You know what I'm saying? So just I hope everybody just understands that once it's released to the public, we're not going to get the 100% of it. Probably get, like, maybe, like, 55% of it. Then some of it's going to be fabricated.
Yeah, if that.
Yeah.
Might not even get that much. You know, Roger Stone pretty much is taking credit for, I guess, pushing 45 to release the JFK files. He said on Twitter, congratulations to real Donald Trump on his decision to release the JFK files. Transparency matters. Mm-hmm. And, they say stuff like that. But then I guess, when you ask them about, some of the behind the scenes things that they're doing, and you say that same little phrase, transparency matters, they'll find a way to kind of dance around it.
Oh yeah, most definitely, man.
So, like, I don't know, man. It's just a big distraction about, what else is going on with 45. I guess. If they do release some, and who's to know when they'll actually release, the files? It may be a couple years.
Oh, he's saying no. He's gonna say he's gonna do it on the 26th, like right when it's available, everybody be able to get to it.
Okay, well, that's what he say.
Yeah,
but you know, 45 lies so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll see. But,
yeah, we'll definitely see.
But, it's FBI information and CIA information. They don't like to share nothing.
Well, the documents about the Black Panthers got out after the classification for the certification for the years that come up. That's why all this stuff came out as far as how they infiltrated the Black Panthers, how they end up killing all their leaders. That's how we know all that stuff.
They did a documentary about that too. And I'm sure that documentary was based on the information that was, put out to the public.
Yeah, pretty much. So somebody's going to dig and get all of it, and then that person's going to pretty much have to, like, move to, like, Russia or some shit.
It's like homeboy.
Yeah, Eric Snowden, like, his time was up.
As far as being free?
How long Russia will because his time is off. So then they can come in there and get him. So now he's trying to find another place to go, but he did what was right, man.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, man, I already knew we were getting spied on from jump.
Yeah.
And if y'all a fool, like, if anybody has, like, a Google Home or one of the little pods that's in your house where you can just talk to it, or the one of the Alexas and all that, man, just know that they can listen in on you too as well.
Yeah.
And, Apple getting one, and I'm definitely not buying that shit.
I'm not going for none of that.
They can already tap into our cell phone and our laptops and stuff. That pod is extra shit.
Yeah. It's bad enough we got Siri. Like, I don't even mess with Siri.
Yeah, I know. Like, if y'all don't believe me, man, just walk up to your Alexa or your little pod and be like, yeah, man, we're about to do like a game run with a whole bunch of cocaine and crack and talk about amounts and days and time, and then like leave your house to see if some cops ain't around your house. Just watch. Just do it. Just do it for fun and watch. Just watch, man. Just see. I mean, it's making it easier and easier, man, to keep tabs on people. Yeah. That's why we don't have to have high speed internet like they have in Japan, just because the higher the speed of the internet, the harder it is to catch hackers.
Oh yeah.
And they had there wasn't encryptions and stuff. That's why we don't have that high speed internet, because they don't have a way to track it yet. But once they do a way to track it, then we'll get it. Because people always complain about, like, man, why Japan got all the fast shit? Because, like, Japan know how to track their shit.
Yeah.
until they can track shit over here, we're not getting it. So, man, just if you think there's not a Big Brother, I ain't trying to be a conspiracy theorist. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist podcast. We're just keeping it real with you, man.
Yeah.
If you think everything that you do is private, man, you're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah.
Like if the government want to put hands on you, they can put hands on you like right now. They want to. They want to put hands on me or ST, they can do it right now. And then, you know, say no, we can do about it. They know exactly where we are at all times because yeah. we're all in the system.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
One way or another.
The smartphone, they made it where, you know what I'm saying, we're dependent on smartphones now, so it's always an easy way to track you.
Yeah. I mean, something that I figured out, it was about a few years ago. You know how, especially if you have an iPhone, then you're definitely, you can definitely resonate with this. But I remember I was leaving work one day, and I got in my car, and I looked down at my phone, and Maps was saying, what did it say? It said, like, 23 minutes to home. I was like, wait a minute. How does Maps know I'm going home? So I was like, oh, hell. Like, you know, they pretty much, they capture your routes. And, you know, they figure out where you go, which ways you go, and how often you go.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I figured out that they were doing that, like, it made me not want to use Maps for a while. Because I'm like, wait a minute. This thing is tracking me. Yeah, it's tracking me.
Yeah, dude. It's like, and then they got the autonomous cars coming, man. Just think. Man, it's gonna be hard to be get away. It's gonna be hard to get away from the cops if they, you know, so they can just control the hack that shit and drive your ass to the police department, and then you gotta send no cop cars out, man.
Yeah,
It's gonna get to the point where everybody's gonna be, you know, okay with autonomous beings, okay with androids, okay with robots being in the house, and then if something happens and you commit a crime, not condoning crime or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, it's gonna be so much easier to catch people, and it's gonna be a good or a bad. It's gonna be a good thing and a bad thing, but. Yeah. Just know our privacy is gone. Our privacy is out the fucking window, dude. It is gone.
Yeah.
It's gone, man. Yeah. Especially for this, especially for the generations after us, like our kids.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have kids. You know, they still have kids yet. But, you know, our kids' kids, their privacy is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Because it's going to be.
It's not going to be anything.
It's going to be the norm to, you know what I'm saying, to have everything pretty much done for you. Just hop in a car and drive you to work. They're going to make it just a norm to be like, hey, man, this is life. This is how life's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's how it's going to be, man. But, shit. Yeah, dude, I just can't wait. I can't wait for somebody to get down to the nitty-gritty of it.
Yeah.
Really see why he got assassinated. And pretty much, I want to know if they know who it was, who's the true killer. If it's not Homeboy's already in jail now, that'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah,
if he was just...
He probably took the fall.
Yeah, he probably took the fall for it, and somebody else did, like, government did it. Because, you know what I'm saying, they already came out and said it, you know what I'm saying, you know, it was an inside job for whoever, you know, who killed Malcolm and Martin Luther King, so.
Yeah.
Like, dude, ain't nothing to kill JFK, man, especially if you're down to give black people rights, you know what I'm saying, they gonna end you, man. That's why Obama really couldn't do nothing for us, man, because he really did try to create laws. For black people, they would have killed him in office.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he would have been gone, man. Like, my life over me trying to change stuff for my people that's just going to get changed back, like, right after I die. Like, is it really worth it? And I'm just like, yes, to a certain degree.
Yeah, because you have a responsibility, you know, to your people to do right by them.
Yeah, so, somebody gotta be a sacrificial lamb eventually, man, for black people to get their reparations, man. Somebody gonna have to just be somebody, man, cause like too many people become a hashtag. This shit getting out of hand.
Yeah.
It's getting out of hand. But man, speaking of out of hand, man, lean on me. Do y'all remember, lean on me, movie Lean on Me, man? Well, hate to say it, man, but Jeremiah Hopkins got caught with 7 pounds of marijuana. Trying to push it, man. Trying to be the next BFM or whatever. Whatever they call it. Trying to be the next Rick Ross, man. But like, dog, like, you see how they have all these drugs, like these weed policies for us, man. Yeah. Trying to put us in jail. But it's kind of crazy that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's been a long time since leaning on me, so he ain't really been doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I guess to make rent or to pay the mortgage, he out here selling weed. I'm like, man, it's rough out here, dude.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you think about it, man. Like, after movies like that, especially if, like, you don't keep it consistent, man, like, and you know, it's kind of hard to build off of that if all you do is, especially if all you do is, you know, live off of past glories.
Somebody put a quote in the comments telling me, smoke crack, don't you? Then jump. Oh, people are fucking fools.
Yeah,
it's undefeated, man. But go ahead.
It'll always be undefeated. Mm. But yeah, man, it's, you know, I don't know. You gotta do something, man. Like, if you gonna be in that, you know, in that profession, you gotta know that it's a hustle. Like, it's, yeah, you know, it's an eat what you kill business. Like, yep. You can't just, you know, do one movie. You can't just do one movie and think that that's gonna, you know, hold you over for, you know, for the rest of your life, man. I don't know. Maybe after that movie he couldn't find work. So
yeah, because he played like a little druggie in the movie, man.
Yeah,
but he found somebody to do that job in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
that ain't hard.
So I don't know. Maybe you know, either that or you need to find new management. Cause you know, I don't know. Obviously, he couldn't find a way to compound off of that success. But I mean, that's why you see so many actors, you know, especially the successful ones, they continue to re up, and you know, that's what their business is about. Like, you have to be on it.
No, you have to, man. But yeah, speaking about Hollywood, man. You know, since Harvey Weinstein is, you know, come out and been exposed, it seemed like, man, it's like every day another director is getting exposed, man. So what is that really saying about the industry and the people in it? So you willing to take that abuse and that sexual harassment and, you know what I'm saying, getting your booty hole touched on for some roles to be on CSI, be a dead body on CSI, instead of exposing these people and getting them out of Hollywood, man? I'm kind of pissed off looking at the actors than looking at the directors, man, for letting this shit go all these years.
Well, Hollywood's always been a shady business.
Oh yeah, man.
I mean, since the days of the 30s and 40s.
Once they saw they had power.
Yeah.
Hey man, this is a wrap. So
I
could tell a female to do something for me. And I can't, you know what I'm saying, do something for me for free, and she can't do nothing about it, you know what I'm saying, deal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even if she don't want to do it. Yes.
And the funny thing about Hollywood is you could do all of that stuff, but if you piss the wrong person off, like, you can get away with it for a long time, but if you piss the wrong person off, it could be a wrap for you. And I think that's what it was for Harvey Weinstein, because he was getting away with it for so long.
He was like, he was the man.
Yeah.
And when it came to the movie industry, so.
When the shift, you know, when the shift changes and, you know, somebody else is the man and you've been doing dirt for so long and you pissed the wrong person off. I mean, it's crazy how quick it can turn.
You can turn quick, dude.
So, we talking about a business that's been, you know, around for ages, and there's no telling how many people have, you know, lived through this, and probably gone to their grave without being exposed.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
So these people got touched on, like homeboy from what's his name? It's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine and
Oh, you're talking about, Terry Crews.
Yeah, Terry Crews got felt up on by a male director, man, in front of his wife. He didn't say nothing about it because he was thinking like everybody else was thinking. Like, I mean, I don't know.
I say that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't want to F this train up.
Yeah. So, yeah, pretty much.
But, I mean, for Terry, though, being a black man, you don't admit that. Like, you don't do that. Like, especially a nigga that's
that big?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. nigga, you that big, you can't, like, juke that nigga hand off your privates?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You gonna punch that nigga or something? Like,
I would have caught his hand before he even tried to get down there, unless he was like got him from behind or something. That's even worse.
Yeah, like you a dude that big, you don't admit that junk to nobody.
Gotta take shit to the grave, homie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. You go to jail and your first night, you know what I'm saying, you get D blocked. You know, so you take this shit. you take this shit to the grave, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no way. Ain't no way, dog.
I don't know. Maybe he was looking, maybe he was looking for sympathy.
He was, because he was like, man, you know, these females out here, they coming out, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to, be supportive. I'm like, we always trying to be behind somebody that's white, that's done been through some growing pains, and want to be there for like, man, you cry on my shoulder, master. I'm like, man, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Let them motherfuckers hold their own nuts. They'll be all right. Like, yeah. Dog.
Yeah, you got problems like everybody else do.
Yeah, man, shit.
Ain't nothing special about you, because you've been touched on.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I just don't understand it, man, but that is life, dude. People just want to, people always just want to be like, yeah, me too. That's what everybody want to be. But like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I got raped, you know what I'm saying, with no KY jelly. Yeah, man, me too. Like, man, like, let me have my story.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Let me have my my bloodstained jean story, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything, like, everybody always gotta, make something out of nothing, man. Like,
yeah.
I was talking to one of my friends, just talking about how, nothing wrong with, I don't have anything against gay people, but, gay people make it, like, the one thing about gay people, they, like, go out of their way to just be like, hey, look at me, I'm gay. And
yeah,
I'm like, man,
exactly.
It's not a badge of courage, man. Like,
Especially now more than ever.
Yeah, it's just like, man, I have nothing against gay people, man. It's cool if that's what you want to do, but.
Do what you want to do.
You're not going to get a medal just because you like getting, you know, pushed in the butthole. It doesn't matter, man. It doesn't make you special. You know what I'm saying? You're a human being like everybody else, but just don't come out and be looking for, like, hey, you looking for a party to be like, hey, you throw your party because you're gay. You're like, yeah, I'm special.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, dude, it's so annoying. Like, man, you're a human being too. There's nothing wrong with you. If that's what you want to do, is what you want to do. As long as it's not around me, I'm fine. I'm not going to criticize you. I'm not going to discriminate against you. I'm not going to talk about
judge you.
I'm not going to judge you, because that's your life, man. Life's already hard. I'm not going to sit up making your life harder, man. But don't think you're special because you're gay. You're not special. You're just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And then somebody will get offended by that. What you mean I'm not special? Like, come on.
Exactly, yeah.
Come on, man.
Because everybody's so sensitive.
Yeah.
Everybody's so weak, man. Like, what's wrong with, taking criticism and saying, okay, but, everybody wants to be so defensive of themselves.
Yeah, they want to, man.
Instead of owning up to whatever issues or whatever criticism that's being said about them. And that's the thing, man. And, I try my best, especially within my household, to set that example. Like, I take my criticism. Yeah, it may not taste good, but I know at the end of the day, I need to hear whatever is, whatever's wrong with me. I need to hear it, and I need to fix it.
Yeah, just take your medicine.
Yeah. So.
I'm wrong with that.
And just don't be that kind of person who can give criticism but not take criticism.
Yeah, man, that's funny, because people always be like, man.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's the worst. People always come to be like, hey, man, if you ever got something to say about me, man, let me know. Then you tell them, and then you don't hear back from the motherfucker for like a week. Like, that motherfucker couldn't take it. Like, man, I knew it.
Yeah, man,
that's how it is, man. Some people just can't, they can't take criticism at all, whatsoever. But, man, it's just.
45 is a perfect example of that.
Oh, yeah, man, he is. He's just a big bitch.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he's just a big old bitch. Mom's a bitch, big bitch. Big bitch in the whole wide world. But who cares? That's back when South Park was that shit, dog.
Yeah, what was?
South Park was that jump, man. But South Park making a real little resurgence, man. Cause I ain't watched South Park in like 10 years, but now I watch it now, man. It's gotten back funny. It's actually pretty funny now, so I watch it every now and then. when I get a chance. But shit, man, we ain't got nothing else, man. Let's go ahead and get to this topic.
Let's get it.
All right, man. So we about to dive balls deep, no pun intended, into this topic. And The topic is, man, what is and what isn't okay in the bedroom? And why I bring this up is because of Gabrielle Union with her not acting ass. Let me get on this bitch for 1 second. And like, my boys know I hate Gabrielle Union because she cannot act.
Yeah.
She's fine, but she can't act because I hate when that bitch does like a little nose flare, like tucks her head to the side, be like, I'm like, oh, bitch, I want to jump. And like, choke that bitch. But man, that bitch can't act. But she was on Sway in the Morning, man, Friday, promoting her book. But she was just talking about, pretty much what she came out and said was that Dwayne Wade eats ass. And then like, what she said was, people need to stop being childish out of public talking about your sexuality, man. Talking about women shouldn't just be a vessel for men's pleasure without there being some kind of, you know, that you reciprocating back to the female. So if the female goes down on the guy, he should go down on her. And if, you know what I'm saying, the guy eats the girl's butthole, the girl should do it to him. And then everybody in the room was just like, oh, I don't know about all that. Ah. Yeah. And then she was like, insinuating that, you know, that she eats Dwayne Wade, flush cutter. And then like, dude, like when it came out, man, the internet went in, like, man, they had like a little like gift of like KD drinking some Gatorade, and then he looking like this young nasty talking about after you pick up Gabrielle Union's water bottle and drink it by mistake. And then that Gabrielle Union after a Cavs win, and they show like somebody with just like a whole bunch of like chocolate all over their face, all over their mouth. So, and then like, man, even Sway came out and said that he eats butt because he was pressured in the room. But dog, like,
I mean, what you do in the privacy of your bedroom is your business.
It is, like, that is true. That is your business. But why put Dwayne Wade out there in the streets to sell a fucking book, though?
Exactly. I don't appreciate her being his wife, you know, putting that dirty laundry.
Chill her ass.
Yeah, putting that dirty laundry out there like that. But I mean, but you can already tell though. She runs that house anyway.
I kinda knew he was kinda fruity, man. The way he be taking pictures, how he be trying to look all hard, and he be looking fruity and looking kinda suspect in all his pictures. I knew it. She probably be pegging that nigga too.
I wouldn't doubt it, but
y'all know what pegging is, I ain't gonna explain it, man. Just
I'm pretty sure.
Not at work.
It might be self-explanatory.
Like,
but yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, it's certain things as a man, like, you gotta draw the line.
Yeah,
especially, and I think this was just one, like,
number one.
I mean, we gotta do better too, because we as men, we do the same thing. We go out and, you know, we tell all our business about who it is that we with.
Who we smash.
Yeah. You know, so.
Who caught our children last night?
Yeah, it goes both ways. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, kind of doesn't, you know, it's not too endearing, man. It really makes her look like, you know.
Whore?
Yeah, well, kind of like trash. You know? just to sell a book that, you know, only a couple people that really knows who she is gonna buy anyway.
Yeah.
But you know, I guess whatever. You know, I guess she, somehow, you know, she's still on top. I guess if you can call being on, you know, BET on top.
That sure got canceled.
Oh, word. So that's why she's selling the book.
Yeah, that's why she's selling the book. Yeah, her show got canceled, man. It didn't come back. Yeah, I know, dude. Let me see. What's the name of the book? It's called
My Time on BET, The Memoirs of Gabrielle Union.
Name of the book is something real stupid. We're gonna need more wine. That's the name of the book. Yeah. Well, okay, man. If Dwayne Wade asked her to do it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I guess
it's different.
But still, though, man, like anything. If anybody comes towards your butthole, man, that's kind of suspect. Even if a female doing it, man. Because if it gets to the point of licking, then you're going to be like, man, I wonder what it feel like when something missed out of it.
Yeah, about to say, stick something in there.
Yeah, like, man, put your, like, yeah, while you're down there, man, I ain't going to say you ain't got to do it now, but I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Put a pinky finger in there, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know what I'm saying? Put two in there, you know what I'm saying? We'll see where we go from there.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You don't have to if you don't want to, but if you just happen to stick something up in there, you might find a jaguar in the driveway.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It go from that to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, grab your dildo, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
Nothing wrong with it, you know, as long as you clean it, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, we could try that too. Like, man, where does it end?
Yeah. And, you know, at that point, it won't.
It won't end, dog. It'll just be like, okay, yeah, man, then, you know, this Jerome, and, you know, I'm leaving you.
Yeah, pretty much. Or,
what happens?
Or, yeah, pretty much, yeah. Or it could be a situation in which, you know, it's like, let's bring somebody else in. And then, like, as soon as you do that, mm-hmm. like, then, you know, they got somebody, you know, taking over your relationship.
Yeah, so. Yeah, then the guy just, like, pretty much is plowing him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, for three. Yeah. Saying, like, out of nowhere, you know, Dwayne Wade just like push you out the way.
Yeah.
Saying it'd be him and Jerome just chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yep. Like, it just grows into, you know, a big clutter of trash that you don't really want to deal with later on. So you might want to just nip that in the butt.
Like, you open up Pandora's box doing that kind of shit, dude.
Yeah, man. I guess props to them or whatever.
Speaking of which, let me get on this bullshit real quick, man. So, hey, I just remember this shit, man. I was at Kroger's, man. And I was just going to get some, I was going to get something, man. That don't matter, bro. I was in line. And this older lady came up from behind me. And started like hitting me with a shopping cart. So she hit me once in my butt. And I was like, okay, she just old. Cause she wasn't too old. She could like be, she could be my mama. Pretty much. And then like she hit me again. And then she turned around. I turned around and looked at her. She was smiling. And I guess she was trying to find her the little, young man to, you know, open her walls up or whatever. But I was just like, I literally like looked at her and I was like, move, get out of my way. I don't play that shit. And yeah. I pushed her back. I'm like, please just move. And I went to the self-checkout line. She's talking about, I was just playing with you. I'm like, man, first of all, you don't ram no other. If he's a straight male, you don't ram him in the butt with your shopping cart. He's going to be okay with it. No straight man.
At least if it's not, you know, at least if it's, you know, on purpose.
Yeah.
It'd be different if it's like an accident. You'd be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Like, no straight man is going to want you going anywhere towards his butt. Like, if I was liking it, then she shouldn't be that. Like, that shouldn't even really work because you mess with the wrong dudes. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're looking for, like, a gay man for your son. You know, oh, it's not for me. It's for my son. You know what I'm saying? Like, but no, you don't hit no straight man in the butt, over and ramming him in the butt over and over again, man. That shit pissed me the fuck off, man.
Plus, you know, that's just not... What's wrong with tapping somebody on the shoulder?
Yeah,
if you're trying to get somebody's attention, why would you hit somebody with a cart?
With a shopping cart.
Like, you asking to get punched in the face.
Man, dude. I mean, I was so pissed off, man. She kept on just saying, I'm sorry, I was just playing. Like, bitch, shut the fuck up. So, yeah, man, getting on that shit, man. That bitch almost got her ass slain all around Kroger's, man. Fuck that bitch up. The gift card aisle, nigga. Knock all the gift cards off the rack, nigga. Fucking bitch. But, man, getting back to Gabrielle Union. So, you know how everybody has knee-jerk reaction. You know, people making jokes on the internet. You know, people getting in on her. So, she comes back trying to defend what she said. So, this is what she said on Twitter. She says, I was talking about it being reciprocal, saying sexual gratification should include both partners. Women shouldn't only be givers, if they should. use humor to make the point. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, like,
I was joking, y'all, but see. Yeah, somewhat.
I mean, I get that, but she should have said that in the beginning.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, I don't know. I think maybe afterwards people were like, nah, maybe you should have clarified that. You know, I think once she saw the pushback, she was like, okay, let me go ahead and save face real quick.
Mm-hmm. Especially with Dwayne Wade, because Dwayne Wade probably hearing from his boys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Dwayne, man, you like hoes, you know, in you, you know, your pooper yeah. student.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to say, shoot, you might, like, yeah, he walk into the locker room and the niggas bent over and be like, hey, Dwayne.
like some fudge, like, hey, Dwayne, what's up, man? The fudge, dog. Like, fuck, man. Like, no. But yeah. Then she said, she comes to say, I was talking about advice in my book, pretty much getting back to the book, selling the book. We yeah. need more wine about sexual expectations and judgment. Y'all applied what y'all wanted out of a joke. Judgment about sexual gratification is what keeps people sexually repressed and having uneven sexual experiences. Man, shut the fuck up with that bullshit, man. You're repressing your natural urges. Yada, yada, yada. That's some white shit speak, man. Don't even try to come with us with that. And she said, what's shocking is that people are shocked that a grown-ass woman has the balls to speak openly and honestly about sex. Y'all are comedy. She says, go ahead.
Well, it just goes back to the point of, you know, I mean, that's, to me, that sounds a little, that sounds like something Amber Rose would say.
Yep.
So, I mean, at the same time, yeah, that's cool if that's what you about, but, I mean, let's be honest, nobody outside of your household or your bedroom needs to know about that. You know, what y'all do is what y'all do.
Yeah, man. If I want my girlfriend to wear a one piece bikini and slide that shit to the side, let me go ahead and get it in. You know what I'm saying? It's my business. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like people's kinks and fetishes. You know, if you want to put it out there, man, you know that's on you. But just some of the consequences coming to you, because you're gonna
yeah.
you're gonna get judged, and it's kind of sad, but you're gonna get judged, dog.
Yeah, and I don't know if she realizes this, but, you know, especially, you know, moves like this, man, it could hurt Dwayne's career.
Yeah. And it could hurt him with advertisers. Like, what happened to McDonald's want to come to him?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it could hurt him.
Yeah, they could, you know, they could, like, if he has a resurgence where he, you know what I'm saying, they win a championship this year and he makes, like, a three-point shot, like, Disney not going to come to him and be like, hey, man, you want to, you know, be part of our campaign?
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, you know, so you like get your ass ate out. Like, no, they're not gonna walk away with that shit. Like, for real. Like, man, we can't, like, they be in the ballroom. Like, we can't bring this ass eater in here. You know what I'm saying? He like, yeah. Ass eating out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Everybody knows it.
Fucking up his money. But then she says, I'm 45 and just got married, so my sexual experiences covers decades. Laugh out loud. I bet they do, bitch. My sexual life doesn't just start with my second marriage. God bless y'all. He said, if you drink from my water bottle or read, we're going to need more wine, you might actually receive some much needed info about sexual gratification. And then she did that. But she just defending that, you know, homeboy like he is ass eaten. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He cheated on her when they were on their break, man. So can she really keep a man? She got to eat ass to keep this nigga, dude. That just shows like what she has to do to keep a man around. She got to literally like, get balls deep and go licking that taint.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, he's like, don't take a bath, baby. I like it kind of rough. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I just see her as being like the type of woman who, you know, after an hour's worth of conversation, it's kind of like, okay, there's nowhere else to go from here.
Hell yeah, man. Just like, man, shut up. I don't need a lie, man. She came in the room right now, butt naked. I would not sex her. I wouldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it, dude. I hate her to the core, dude. I do not like Gabrielle Union at all, man. Oh, she's cute. I'm not saying, you know, just her personality would just turn me off.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it, dude. I couldn't do it. I know some people be like, nigga, you gay. Like, man, just, I just gotta take this L, dude, because I couldn't, man. I just hate her so much. The whole time I'm doing it, I'm like, ooh, I hate your ass. Oh, shoot. I bet she's good at giving head, though. She out there, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. She look like she sucks at it.
Yeah, she's probably a talker. She's probably like a big talker. And probably just be like, just like stroking the shaft and not really getting on it. Like, yeah, you like that? Like, why are you talking? Like,
you're ruining it.
Yeah, I don't see. You're making me almost climax with your hand, and you ain't really getting your mouth on it. Like, bitch, I know this game. Like, stop playing this game, ho. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no dummy. Put your mouth on this shit. She does seem like that kind of person, man. Like, she don't know what the fuck she's doing, man. Oh, man. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I have my own kind of, you know, fetishes that I never get into. With anybody, you know, that'll be just between me and my wife, you know, so, you know, yeah. If we do get married, you know what I'm saying? And if she's willing to do them. And I know she's going to probably be like no to some of them, but, you know, she want to keep me around, she's going to do them. But, but, you know, don't sell your man out like that to sell a book. That's what I'm trying to get back down to, man.
Yeah. So, you know, so one thing that, you know, isn't acceptable in the bedroom is definitely sharing your experiences. Whether they be good or bad.
With the whole world.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Because, you know, women have a tendency, especially if it's bad. Women have, you know, as they say, you know, bad news travels fast.
Hell yeah.
You know, let you not perform one night.
Yep.
You better believe that your homegirl or your wife or your girlfriend, she gonna tell her friends about you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and a lot of times that could be, you know, detrimental to your relationship, because especially if it gets back to you, it's been out, it's been aired out.
Yeah, like, I heard you couldn't get it up, Dwayne.
Especially, you know, if you get in an argument with that person or whatever, you know, they could bring that out.
Hell yeah, it happens a lot, man. It's like, I see that joke a lot on videos of women be fighting with the man, talking about, that's why y'all small penis and all this other stuff. You're like, bitch, why you saying that shit on the street? And then, like, no, I don't. It's like, yelling that junk, like, man, like, shit get out, man. Just like, the person that's closest to you hurt you the most, dude.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, like, you know what I'm saying? You got an inverted nipple. You know what I'm saying? Or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Dude, your vagina just can't get your vagina dry. Nothing you can do about it. You know? So, I'm just saying, don't put your man business out there, man. Like, I'm never going to look at Dwayne Wade the same again. That's that bitch.
Yeah. It's gonna be hard.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard, dude.
I guess when they got together, I was looking at him a little different. I was just like, that's who you choose, nigga?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And getting back to the point where if you are a well-known celebrity, you can have anybody you want. These dudes just be choosing these broke down hoes, man. I'd be having me a bad bitch, nigga. That wouldn't be a question. Because I ain't going to lie, man. I hate Joe Buttons, but every time you see Joe Button with a woman, man, it would be bad. Every time.
That's true.
Every single time.
Yeah, that nigga, he's good about that.
I don't even like him, man. He dates out of his league because he ain't shit. He be pulling them hoes, dog. Big time. Because remember, man, back in college, people always be like, man, this is Joe Button dating. And we be like, God damn. Look at that hoe. She fine as hell. It happens every time.
I think about Joe. If it weren't for his status as an artist, you know, of course nobody would, you know, pay him any attention.
Yeah, well,
but I mean, I like to see his point of view on Everyday Struggle though.
Oh, I'm about to say, yeah. You like that show?
Yeah, it's actually quite entertaining. You know, just the dichotomy of the opinions between DJ Academics, who's basically a trash magazine on the internet. I mean, if you think about it, you know, he's like the National Enquirer, just only in video form. And then you got Budden, who is, you know, a former artist, you know, who claims he's retired, but at any moment, I don't care what anybody say, that nigga can rap his ass off. But you got his opinion, you know, so you got the opinion of DJ Academics, which kind of represents the fans, I guess, I guess you could say. And then you got, you know, Joe Budden, which, you know, represents the
street,
I guess the industry, the streets, you know, that those point of views. So, I mean, it's a good mix. It's a good dichotomy of opinions. And, you know, I don't know. It definitely gives me, I guess, a different perspective, you know, more than my own thoughts about certain situations. So,
yeah, what you think about that? Speaking of shows on the internet taking over, what you think about that Complex show with the porn starring in Gilbert Arenas?
I have not watched it yet. With Gilbert and Mia Khalifa.
Yeah, Mia Khalifa. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I have to check out an episode just to see what they talking about. Hopefully it's actually good.
That's a new wave right now, man. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Doing that shit. That's what we really need to be doing. We need to be doing we need to make this into a video format, man. That's what we really need to be doing. That's what's really popping off right now.
Yeah, and you know, who knows? You know, maybe, you know, one day we will.
Yeah, one day we will.
If it's possible. But you know, because we got to get these people out here to, you know, start subbing, though.
Yeah, man. Y'all want to see us in the flesh? You want to see my sexy ass in the flesh? You know, hit that sub button, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I can beat some of y'all hoes, Man Crush Mondays every month. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
But, you know, I guess back to the topic. You know, what's acceptable? You know, what's not acceptable? I don't know, what are some other things that you find acceptable or not acceptable? As far as
speak out in the bedroom, like in the bedroom?
Yeah.
I think anything cool with me except for anything coming around the asshole of a man. Like anything else you do to a female is not, you know what I'm saying, not bad. You know what I'm saying? You do anal, all other stuff. You can lick her, she can lick her butthole if you want to, if you gotta do all that to, you know, get her off. And that's cool, man. But her doing it to you, I'm not down with that. Different fetishes, I don't really care. You know, say you in the foot shit and all this stuff. I ain't let y'all know what I'm into, but you know, you know that kind of stuff. You know, knee socks.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, man. You know, do like, you know, I think you do have to spice it up, like, you know, like role playing, actually like get into it and don't break character. If you can do all that, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's actually pretty fun if you could do it. And it's not like you break character halfway through it. But that'll be fun. Like anything, man, you know, nothing really off limits. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be swingers, that's fine. That's on you. If you want to get into that realm of swinging. I'll tell you that story where this Uber driver was talking about how it's a big swingers. This is a big swinger community in Georgia. We talked about that shit. Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. Yeah. We talked about that a long time ago. Y'all hit the archives on that. That was a funny story. But, yeah, man. Like, it's whatever you're into, man. You know, just, I don't know, man. It's kind of just like, I'll speak about my sexual experience to almost anybody. It's fine, man. But I just think her just putting him out there that he likes his ass eating is just out of bounds, dog.
Yeah.
It's just out of bounds, man. I can talk about anything. All my sexual experience I've had, you know what I'm saying, in my life so far, I'm fine with it because it ain't been nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? If you want, you know, hit a hoe while she on her period, that's on you. You want to do all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to do, dog. You want to get that nut, you got to get it.
I think it's safe to say that we've all done that at one point or another.
Yeah, man. Saying, you got to get it, man. You got to, you know what I'm saying, get up in that, you know, that red wedding. I call it the red wedding. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, man, like, what about you, ST, man? What, anything off limits for you besides butt stuff?
Besides butt stuff, I don't know. I think it kind of goes both ways for me as far as butt stuff goes. I don't venture in that area.
Yeah, you know what comes out of that shit right now? Shit! Like, no. I don't care if she's like, man, I will swallow and, you know what I'm saying, you know, make it sloppy like you like it or whatever. Like, no, I still wouldn't do it. I'm like, no, baby. Couldn't do it!
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just some places that, you know, people are just not meant to go.
Yeah.
So, I kind of stay away from that. But, I mean, I'm not gung-ho about anything, but I'm willing to try. I'm willing to try something at least once.
Yeah.
And, you know, at least to see, you know.
Like, tie her up. I do it. Like, yeah, also, yeah, no man get tied up. You can't tie me up.
Oh, hell no.
I'll tie you up.
Yeah.
Because then, like, you could tie me up, and then a dude come in, and I can't get out of it and get jacked up. Like, no. Then I'm killing all y'all.
Give me that ass, nigga.
Hell yeah, man. All part of the plan. Yeah, I'm pretty much, you know, I'm down for almost anything as long as it's not butt stuff towards me. I'm straight. Straight on that, man. Right. And then watch, dog. We'll bring this up, like, it'd be a year from now, we'll still bring this up as a joke, talking about joking about him, like his ass getting eaten out, because people don't forget about that kind of shit, dog. Watch.
No,
we're going to bring it up randomly on the show. Watch, it's just going to happen.
Yeah.
Watch,
It just might, because, you know, it's stuff like that, especially, like, you know, disparaging things about people, man. We just love to use that against folks.
Yeah, we really do, man. It's just something to just add to the vault, dog.
Yeah.
So thanks, Gabriel Union.
It's just, you know, it's just best that, you know, stuff like that, especially, you know, stuff that could, I guess, I won't say ruin your character, but definitely make people feel a little, you know, I guess feel a little irky about you.
Yeah.
You know, anything that people can use against you to, you know, possibly, I guess, cause your downfall, or, you know, kind of want to keep that away from people. And just, you know, just some stuff that you don't, you know, the public is not supposed to know about.
Yeah, man. It's like, shit, keep something to yourself. What happened to the mysteries and the fantasies of keeping it between each other? What happened to that?
Yeah. Well, it was lost, you know, along with the meaning of what marriage is supposed to be. You know, Hollywood, they have turned marriage into a charade.
A fucking joke.
To a masquerade party. You know, nothing is sacred anymore. Just, I mean, you look at marriage itself, as far as what it's supposed to be, you know, which is between a man and woman. Yeah, I said it. I don't care what anybody say, you know, marriage between, you know, same sex is, I mean, it's not right. It's not natural.
Yeah.
But, That's just how I feel. I'm not going to, you know, as we said before, I'm not going to judge you or.
That constant, like, running down your throat.
Yeah, or, you know, I'm not going to make you feel bad about, you know, whatever your situation is. But I'm just saying, if we friends and you gay and you getting married, like, you might as well. Like, you might as well not even ask me to come, because I'm not coming. So. I mean, that's just, you know, it's just being real. It's not, you know, not trying to be ugly or nothing like that. It's just, I don't believe in that. Like, I don't believe in, you know, that that form of marriage. It's just, you know, it's not in me to, you know, to support that. So, I mean, it doesn't make me a bad person. And it doesn't make you a bad person for, you know, if that's what you want to do. It's just, no, I'm not going to be a part of it. So.
You ain't going to be part of that fuck shit. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Hey, you got anything else?
No, man, I think that's it as far as that's concerned, you know.
Fuck all the bullshit and fuck all the butt stuff. Good night, everybody. All right, send us all home, Playboy.
All right, man. Like always, we want to thank y'all for, you know, another week of laughter and, you know, seriousness. Thank you for y'all letting us into your homes, into your cars, into your jobs, into your earbuds. And we appreciate y'all putting up for us for another hour or so. Make sure that you hit us up on all our social media. Hit the subscribe button. We need more subs, man.
Need more subs, man. Hit us up, please.
Yeah. Tell us what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, how we can improve. Tell us, you know, about some topics that you'd like to hear us talk about. You know, all that stuff. Also, make sure to keep your eyes and ears open for things that we got coming down the pipeline. We'll be sure to let you know about further details when we get some, you know, things become more concrete. And as usual, ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, then you must become the light. So be the light, y'all. Yeah, man. Let's continue, man, to keep loving one another. Cause
please,
we need it.
Man. We need it, man.
We need it now more than ever.
Yeah, we do.
You know, this divide and conquer is, you know, happening as we speak. And though you may not realize it, as you sleep, there are plans being put in place to continue, you know.
This, the divide.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Real talk.
So, you know, just keep your eyes open, keep your ears open. You know, don't be so, you know, eager to act negatively. You know, stop, breathe, assess the situation. And if it could bring you danger, just walk away.
Yeah.
I was reading something about the Rise Above movement. It's basically a group of people who are showing up at, like, you know, rallies and things, and, you know, are causing physical harm to people just for having a disagreement. Like, and, you know, and there's people in this Rise Above movement who have been arrested but not charged of whatever crimes.
That must be white.
Oh, you know they are.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, I was, I heard something that was so dumb. White people, I got a question for y'all. Why is it whenever we have something, like, y'all always develop something that's, I guess, supposed to be the equal or the opposite of it? Like, for instance, there was a homecoming event, and was it this past weekend or was it a weekend before? I think it was a weekend before.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess a pep rally, and
mm-hmm.
there was a mention of a White Lives Matter group.
Oh, God.
Supposed to show up, you know, of showing up and, I guess protesting or whatever. Like, why is there a White Lives Matter group? Like, why? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, that is stupid. Like, who disputes that White Lives Matter? Like, who is out there
Nobody.
Killing y'all?
Nobody, like,
who's out there killing y'all in abundance?
Nobody. They doing, like, the killing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that didn't even make sense. Like, it's just something for you to do just to combat the fact that people are trying to bring awareness to a real cause. Like, White Lives Matter is not a real cause.
It's not.
So stop it. Just stop it. That's all I got.
All right, man. Y'all stay easy. We love y'all, man. Yeah. They'll be out here, dog. I'm telling y'all, fellas. If your, you know, your counterpart, you know what I'm saying, want to open up Pandora's box to eat your ass, you know what I'm saying, you know, and you want this shit done to you, you're gay. All right, y'all, we out. I'm just playing, man. We love y'all. Peace out.
Until next week. This is episode number 64. We love y'all. Peace out.
Fuck you, Gabrielle.
Thank you for listening to Black Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.